Oh. Well,
Well, that
cool.
was awesome, man.
Yeah, it's always good to
Thank you
talk
so
to you.
much. Yeah, man. Tell Will I said hi. You guys ever talk anymore?
Yeah, we talk a little bit. It was fun. I met him last summer for the first time.
Yeah, I was surprised that was the first time. I heard you guys talking about it and it blew my mind.
Yeah, and now I know him. It's because we spent so much time together, but at the same time, and like I've seen him on Skype and this and that, so I knew him, but at the same time,
Right.
we had never really been in the same space together.
Oh, you guys knew each other because you'd been having conversations like this for hours and hours and hours, you know? I
Sure.
feel like I know you guys from listening to you talk. So, yeah, I can imagine. But whenever you get face to face, I can imagine that that's a whole nother barrel of conversations.
Well, then your body becomes an element. So like
Right.
he's a real warm guy. He has a persona on the show, but then he's one of these guys that pats you on the shoulder and gives you a squeeze, and he's a hugsy guy. He's a good,
Right.
nice, warm person, embodied.
I mean that's kind of fun to think about too, because I always think about how we project on one another and how we have symbols and signals that we're perceiving that we don't even recognize that we're seeing possibly. There are ways that we're like communicating with each other just through being around each other, that
Yeah.
more than what we say to each other. And so that's amazing to think of all the conversations you guys have had without ever sharing that.
Yeah.
Or the thought of maybe that goes through the phone, maybe that kind of vibe or
I think
something that
so,
is
a
like
little bit.
it's real possible. I mean, if it works person to person, then it's just as likely to work over distances invisibly in the exact same manner.
There's something to the fact, though, that like your face is your what is that, CRT? I mean, basically, it is the
Yeah.
monitor for your computer. Whatever your face is
Right.
doing is because most normal people, they need to read people's faces. And so what happens when I interview somebody, I end up cutting out the little tiny pause between when they're processing what I'm saying and when they speak. But in person, that time is like non-existence because there's all these visual cues and different things. It doesn't take them time. They get there. There's more communication going on through my hands and my face, and so when I'm interviewing people or trying to talk, I actually close my eyes and get like really deep into my head. It's really peculiar,
That
and
makes sense.
I wonder if
Because a
Terry.
lot of the things that, especially in our conversations, there are times where just now when you were talking, I was nodding my head the whole time. So you can't see that. So you're like,
No.
you know what I'm saying? But I've been
Right.
saying the whole time, yeah, I relate. I know.
Well, I'm even waving my hands around, like doing hand gestures that no one can see. Yeah.
Absolutely. But then even if we were to take it to Skype, then we wouldn't really be filling that gap.
No,
So
and
even then,
I
it's
don't
the
like to
same
do
kind
it
of
on
thing.
Skype. It just makes it awkward. It feels more awkward to me because there's where it's so mediated with the
Isn't
screen.
that fascinating? I'm always so fat. I don't like FaceTime, and I'm like, I have no problem talking to someone face to face. But when they want to call me on the phone, all of a sudden I'm like, stop looking at me. I can't talk to you and look at the same time. Let's just put this ear to ear.
But yeah, and I can talk on the phone all day long, right,
I'm the same way. I'm the same way.
but FaceTime is
But
like.
then whenever I had my video globe that you've seen, the ionosphere, I had a camera mounted onto the face of it at one point, and it would show the person in it on the helmet, but then it would show it in sc on screens around the room where I had monitors that were running the person's reaction while they looked around inside of the helmet.
Yeah.
And there were people that would completely refuse to get in the thing because of that, where they would look at it and be like, not for me. No, thank you. What, you got a camera in there? Uh-oh. And then you're like, what? We're looking at each other right now while I'm saying this to you. All it is doing is putting your face in a TV monitor.
Yeah, but your
But there's
soul,
something about it that
you've
gets in
captured
people.
their soul and they know that.
I guess, but their soul's already so captured anyway. I can't do any more capturing than is happening every day while they walk down the street and the person taking a selfie behind them is capturing their soul.
All right, man.
Well, it's great talking to you.
Yeah, when you go to do, when Coachella, do you just wander around and see what's interesting, or is it like not really
I do.
interested?
I mean, like I said, I camp out, so I kind of, oh, my routine is kind of like I'll go and have some drinks or something at the camp and see what's going on over there, and then I'll go and catch the bands that I like and in between see what I run into. As I grow older, I'm hanging out with a lot more people that aren't really interested in going up in it. So it's not the same as it was 10 years ago whenever I started going, where the whole time I'm bouncing around in the front of concerts. I kind
Okay, yeah.
of like go and check out what I can see.
So you hang out in
I
the
saw
back, you
some.
listen for a little bit, but it's more about the taking in the whole.
You know, I'm a stage guy, so I'm watching that live show and I'm going around and seeing as many stages as I can see. And if something captures my attention, then I can't pull myself away from it.
Gotcha.
So I'm not really that into Kendrick Lamar, but I watched the whole entire set because what he was doing visually was so awesome. And I was into it. So it made me into it. But then at the same time, what Lady Gaga was doing was equally interesting, but I already had this reflect this thing that was like, no, let's go see what's happening over here.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna stick around here too long. And then the Radiohead thing, I'm pretty sure I would have stayed around for a lot longer because they have such great, amazing, massive spectacle. I mean, the spectacle that they're building makes me feel like I'm witnessing something that is special to all of mankind because they've never had that many lights shining from one stage. They've never had that big of an area that was being covered by a high-resolution projection. And now we got like 70,000 people standing there watching that thing that some men built and plugged in and made operational. And to me, that's just as valid as the pyramids.
Huh.
Only we take it and bring it up and then take it down.
Yeah.
So when the pyramids were going up, they were building something that would last forever. And we're building something that can't last forever, but it will create a memory for everybody involved that bypasses and supersedes anything that they've ever had. So like the experiences that you can have from those big stages are,
Well,
there's
when they
something
used to
going
do
on.
the World's Fair, they would build these elaborate fake little towns to do World's Fairs, and then they would take pictures, but they don't. That's interesting. Like the ephemeral nature of the rock show, like the rock stage show, you can't capture it.
Yeah, it's just, and we've always, and we're so interested in it. I read in a book, the guy that does lighting for Radiohead, his name Andy Watkins, and he wrote a biography, or there's a biography about him, and his theory behind that is that mankind is going after some similar rush of sound and sight that war creates. And that since we're not all fighting in wars and hearing explosions that are so loud that they make our ears ring, and seeing lights are so bright that they're blinding when they explode, we go and we recreate it by creating shows like a Black Sabbath concert that's going to boom us into eternity. Boom, 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 boom. And then while we're doing that, we're getting a similar experience to what the people get on the battlefield. And he thinks that that's tied together somehow
That's
in
interesting.
human nature. I don't know necessarily if I agree, but I think about it a lot whenever I'm standing there being deafened by the booming noises.
I mean, I keep thinking that it's the closest that we have to like a static religious experience where it's completely sensory. Like it kind of it's loud and shiny, and it kind of pushes you out of your normal consciousness, like a meditative state kind of thing. And
Totally.
but you're
Which
with
kind of
other
explains
people.
why people take drugs and do it. So it's really real popular, and everyone knows that that's kind of a big part of the festival thing. And festivals are so popular that there are a lot of people doing it. And it's obvious at a lot of these places that it's really a big place for people to get together and expand their mind that way. Or tear it up, whatever it's leading to. You know?
Was this year political at all, or did you notice anything?
They weren't, man. Last year was nothing but no Trump. And I went to Desert Trip in the middle too. There was the Roger Waters, Paul McCartney thing. It was like Roger Waters and Neil Young and Paul McCartney and The Who and the Rolling Stones at one concert and Bob Dylan.
Wow.
And yeah, and that was while the election was deep. And they would all make little like one-liners about it, but then Neil Young said, "I don't want to bum y'all out, so I'm not going to talk too much about it. But look at what you're doing here. This is crazy. This guy's crazy." And then here comes Roger Waters. There was just like a whole 30-minute segment of his show was like the pig with "fuck Trump" spray painted on the side of it, and a
Yeah.
big face of Trump with a skull head. And this time it seems like everybody don't want to do that, and they kind of feel foolish for making a big scene about it last year. I would. I felt like it was so impossible for it to turn out the way that it did, so that I made a lot of overt statements that now I have to just completely eat crow. Because I was saying, no way, no how, no way, no how. And whenever it happens, it's all like, well, yeah, you really knew what was up, didn't you, bro? Should talk like you did. You get up there in front of everybody and talk about it, like, no way, no how. And then when it happens, like, what are you going to do about that? You're going to sit up there and complain? So I think that's why I'm sure that it was going on up there. And there was a little bit of the conversation behind backstage, but everyone's kind of sick of talking about it. Sometimes it's just kind of a bummer.
Yeah.
Here, at least. I go back to Texas, and they got a whole, that's where I'm from in Texas. And, I'm spending all my time with a full family of people that completely are on the other side of the fence with that. And right now, they feel the same kind of hope that the people that I'm surround myself with now felt when Obama was coming into office.
I have some of those people in my life too, but I haven't been able to like check their temperature, I guess. 'Cause I wonder, you know what I mean? Like
Now, what do you think? Now that they're showing us what's going on, what do you think now? From what I've seen, they're sticking to their guns, man. I mean, so far, they're sticking to their guns. They're like, I don't care what you say about him. I don't care what he says. He's better than the other alternative. Whether they're saying, all right, the men won, they're all right, we got rid of the liberals. The other day, a guy said to me at Coachella, something was said about that. And then he was a Trump dude, old guy that was all about the Trump. And he said, all right, we got a president with pants, no pantsuits. And it felt like he was making more of a statement against having a woman president than anything else.
Yeah.
And I thought at that time, I was like, I wonder if that's why the guy won. Because there were more men than I realized that were really sticking to that standard. And they convinced their wives to also. So while they were sticking to that standard and saying this is the only right way to do it, then their wives got behind them because that's sometimes how it works.
Yeah, a lot of people just didn't like Hillary.
They couldn't stand her. They didn't. I told one lady at that Desert Trip show, I was camping with some old folks that were kind of offended by Roger Waters having to say about it. And we were having a big discussion about it the next day. And that was at the same time that he had made the grab them by the P remark. And whenever that's going down, and
I don't know how he
I'm
survived
saying,
that. It's amazing.
me either. And while it was happening, I'm saying to her, look at what happened. They got him on video. Oh, yeah, he didn't know he was being recorded. Does that make it any better, lady? This is crazy. You're talking about making this guy the president. So I'm saying that to her. And she says, I would vote for Mickey Mouse if it was voting against Hillary Clinton. And I'm like, that's exactly what you're doing. And then he won, and then he won, and made that whole where that lady, while I was saying it, I was like, there's no way, there's no how, there's no way. And then she's like, you don't know, silent majority, we're going to win this one. And whenever she won, I had been so confident and cocky with her. I was like, feeling like a punk. I was like a kid. It was my friend's mom. I'm arguing with her, saying, you don't know what you're talking about, lady. You're crazy. And she's looking at me and saying, you don't know what you're talking about. You'll see. And she was right. Ugh. How are we going to do this for 4 years, man?
I don't, well, at first I didn't know how long it would last. It just every day felt like this is a first. This is crazy. Is this normal? How is this happening?
I know it. still, it's still going on like that.
It's still
I
going
got to
on.
disconnect for a few days from going to Coachella, but whenever I left, they were talking about sending ships to Korea and I come back, and that was bullshit. And there's all this like thing where CNN has taken on the role of being the opposing side, so they're doing the nonsense that Fox has been doing the whole time, where they're just really all about making sure that everybody knows that Trump is a bad guy, instead of like sticking to the like non-biased news that they're used to be known for.
Yo, well, who knows where we'll end up in a year, huh?
I'm sure they're making a whole lot of money while they're at it. So, while they're doing all of this stuff, the ratings are up. They're accomplishing everything that they were setting out to accomplish by making a reality TV show out of this mess. And so now the reality TV show is probably filling their pockets full of money. Sponsors are loving it. It is what it is, man. None of it. Let's just keep on with that thing we're talking about earlier about keeping the faith so that we can recognize whatever it is happening out there. It doesn't really have to affect us, because if I can manifest the number 137 into my life, then maybe I can manifest a peaceful state of being. You know, I
Yeah.
sure hope. So far, so good. So far, so good. I sit here and talk about it. I got nothing to complain about. I'm going to concerts and talking on the phone to somebody about the stuff that interests me. We're cool, man.
All right. We
But
are
I'll let
cool.
you get off the phone. I can hear you. You got to get to sleep, man, or whatever you got to do.
Yeah.
So nice talking to you, and we'll do it again sometime. Stay
We'll
in touch
do
on
it
the
again.
internet.
You
Watch
take care.
my posts and stuff. You too.
Yeah.
Bye.
I enjoy it. Bye-bye.